What I'm going to talk about is something that happened to me quite a while ago, but it's stuck with me since, and I don't know if this happens to you, but something that happens to you kind of grows into something more in your mind. It's like a blend of reality and fantasy. And that's what this is about. Well, I was early in college, freshman, I guess, or it might have been, I was a freshman in college, and part of how I earned money was babysitting. And it was pretty cool because, gosh, like, the block I lived on, there was 3 families that I babysat for. And that kept me pretty busy. But, yeah, parents talk, so another family asked me to help, and I was able to do that, so it worked out kind of cool. Anyway, this one family that I would babysit for, they were a really cool couple, husband, wife, and the 2 girls. The wife actually a singer, really gorgeous, really pretty, and her and her sister had a band, so on the weekends they would perform, and the husband worked at a car dealership. I don't know which one, but there were fancy sports cars, Porsches and stuff. Anyway, so what would happen when I would get there, the wife would be there, all dressed up, and I would hang out with the girls. And then I would put the girls to sleep, and they had a really cool finished basement. Pool table, TV, stereo, that kind of stuff. I would just go hang out down there. And then when the husband got home, he would come in the side door, which is right at the top of the basement, and he would just yell out to me. We would talk a little, and then he would give me a ride home. And he was really nice, too. They both were really nice. And he was really handsome. And he always had a cool car. And he always dressed nice. Always had a suit on. So basically, Especially on Friday nights, he would be. Usually we go out for drinks after work, so when he would come back, he would be in a really good mood. And he always just was nice. Just sweet, paid me compliments. And sorry, I'm babbling so much. I just felt he really saw me. I don't know if that makes sense. And after doing this for after a few weeks, when he came to pick me up, he came back a little earlier than normal. And I can't really remember when he would get home, to be honest. I'm assuming it was like 11, maybe 12. So this night he came home a little early and he said he wanted a drink and he asked me if I wanted to join him. So we had a drink together, put on music, and it was so much fun. Nothing weird happened, it was just, we had a great time, we laughed a lot. And he asked me questions about me and if I had a boyfriend and how school was going, and, you know, I'm liking my classes, that kind of thing. Anyway, the next time I babysat, just felt different. Just felt like he could see right through me. After that night of having a drink with him, I was really fantasizing about him a lot. So I babysat again. He came back and we just chatted and we drove home. And he told me he liked my outfit. And he touched my thigh in the car. Oh God. Came chills through my whole body. And I remember on the drive home, he told me he still can't believe I don't have a boyfriend. That was so beautiful. And that time I didn't have the babysit Saturday, so another week by. And God, I masturbated thinking of him. Just him touching me, kissing me. The next time I babysat, I kind of snuck a drink in. He had already told me it was okay to drink when I babysat, since I wasn't driving. was a little more relaxed. When he showed up, he was so happy and excited. He said he had one of the new cars, and it was red, and it drove really fast. Oh, when I saw it, it was so beautiful and shiny in the driveway. I hopped in and my skirt hiked up a little. Not on purpose, but I know he noticed. And he started driving me home. And he said, I don't want to take you home yet. I want to drive more. Do you want to drive me? And so, yeah. I was licking my lips. I was so nervous. I didn't know what the fuck's gonna happen. He told me how beautiful I am again. Oh, he touched my thigh. And I spread my legs a little. How soft my skin was. Just rubbing my thigh, getting closer to my panties. Oh. I started smelling myself in the car. Oh. I pulled over. So beautiful, it was deep, passionate. I hadn't kissed many guys by that point. Oh, their tongues danced. He's so prevalent. And he started rubbing my pussy through my panties. Oh, he told me how my pussy felt. He's trying me out. He said he wants to make me feel good. Oh, he started figuring it. So. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Yeah, he made me calm. Thanks for listening.